The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome, my brother, me.
Is this the energy you're bringing?
What is this?
Hey, everybody.
Is that the energy you're bringing?
Hey, everybody.
Ooh, no. Hey, how about a fourth shot of that one?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, no.
Just
no.
Come at
Hi,
it.
Everybody. Welcome to my brother, me, and advice here for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother.
To be here.
Okay.
I'm just so darn excited to be here, Wolf.
That's not how the rhythm works. I'm your middleest brother.
Juice, I'm stoked too, man. Out of my fucking
God
gourd,
damn it. Yeah, baby.
I can't wait. I'm Griffin. I can't wait anymore, baby. Let me do number two. I love it.
I'm your middleest brother, Big Dog Wolf McElroy. I came to this show because I need your guys' help, and you're dogging me.
Yep.
I'm very confused. I need your help with something. I want to talk about this Loki thing.
Oh, okay. Shit.
So...
This fucking guy can't stop pranking the Avengers.
No, so this is the thing. So I'm watching.
Does it fail? Let me get out my comedy dousing rod because right now it's pointing away from the spit.
I've got my pendant.
It already feels
my
not funny, but
rotating.
I want to hang with you.
Let's see it.
I'm watching my nature programs that you know I love.
Yeah.
On the Apple TV that my grandnephew set up for me.
Right.
And then I finish those and a pop-up comes up for this Loki, and I see that Owen Wilson is in it. You know I'm a big Drillbit Taylor fan.
Yeah, it's your
so
favorite.
I click on it, and I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this Loki fellow, because everybody seems to like him.
Yeah.
But he seems like a superhero version of a YouTube prankster.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'm comfortable with the world watching. It's on, and can I say, it's on the Disney thing, right
this
there next
is my
to Mickey.
Problem. This is my problem
yeah.
with
Right
it.
With Mickey. He's doing this.
Right.
Right near where Mickey can right. see, for the love of Christ.
Yeah. It's like he's Mickey's next door neighbor now, and
yeah.
they made Mickey live next to Loki.
I know.
Can we agree on one thing? There's nothing low-key about it.
No.
Right? This guy is amped up, so I don't understand that part for sure.
Now, listen, Owen Wilson's there, and he is definitely bringing it
that's
down, right? He's a low-key dude.
Hold. I am holding on tight to Owen Wilson as I try to ride out this confusing... I hate this fucking guy with the horns, because he's always pranking the Avengers.
And now he's being mean to Owen Wilson, a.k.a. Drillbit Taylor.
Right. Right.
And Owen Wilson doesn't need that. He's Owen Wilson. He's been in many movies, a lot of movies. What's this Loki guy ever done?
Yeah, except hurt the Avengers' feelings.
Like be mean to him. He made the whole cry.
Henry's obsessed with superheroes, and he has been for a long time. And they make these like books for like the world of reading books. They're like, here's very simple sentences and words. And there's ones where they're at a daycare, and Loki like steals the Hulk's, paints the Hulk purple instead of green, and he steals the apple slices from snack time.
No.
And then at the end, they confront him, and he comes clean. And I want to be like, this man has killed people. This man is killed in the I'm not a big I'm not deep in the Avengers set, but I do know that this man is responsible for the deaths of countless innocent New Yorkers.
We love to forget that, don't we?
We
stride into a Hot Topic by the first cool t-shirt we see with Loki on
uh-huh.
it, and we just forget that this man has murdered people.
Yeah.
There's blood on his hands.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, I like the t-shirt where he's kind of giving a smirk, and it just says, mischief? Question mark? It's not the most creative, but I love that font.
They put him on Lucky Charms.
What?
This man's a murderer.
Hey, Justin, Loki Charms? Well, no fucking shit.
Yeah, Trav.
You fucking dirtbag. No fucking shit, Trav. Why do you think they did it otherwise, bud?
I don't know, because he's whimsical?
No, because it sounds like Loki. Oh, okay. You know what? You're the Loki of this show now, I've just decided.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Now you're the Loki of it, and you're the villain of it.
I know. I've been that for a while. Come on, man. Get with it. But here's my question.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to like him, this murderer? This relentless murderer?
The first scene of the Loki show should be Loki. And it might be, but it should be Loki. and he should be like, hi, America. It's me, Loki. I just wanted to say that thanks for taking a chance on my television show. And I just want to promise you that I'm not going to do no murders in this one. Mm-hmm. So if you would give me a chance to let me be the hero you deserve, I promise I could do a better job for you, America. Enjoy my show. I'm sorry I'm right next to Mickey. Yeah.
Do you think that there's somebody in the Marvel, like, big boardroom somewhere who's like, can we do a George Lucas on the Avengers movie and just add a quick scene where Captain America, they've stopped Loki, but they look around and go, pretty incredible that no one got hurt during this, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. We
just seem to avoid anyone getting hurt during this entire battle. Huh.
Bunch of buildings fell down, air conditioner came and took a tumble, but each time it just barely missed the people. You're lucky this time, Loki. They should call you Loki Charms. And then
everybody was at the big game.
Everyone.
Nobody was even in these buildings. Mm-mm. How fortuitous.
He's a murderer. And this show's murdering him with all the jokes so far. And yes. I want to get into some questions, maybe, just to see
Thank
how they
you.
Treat
Can
us.
We actually start the show in earnest at this point?
I will say this.
What's up, guys?
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Hey, guys. Big news for you.
Yeah.
Spring is over and now it's time to roll into summer, and Richard Stink is here to help you get your fragrance game right for summer.
Richard, it's been summer for a really long time.
It just began. What do you mean?
No, it's on the calendar. He's confused.
You know, look at the calendar. Yeah.
No, listen,
summer,
you
bud.
Can tell me whatever you want about dates or whatever. It's been fucking 95 degrees in Cincinnati. It's been summer for a while
that's
now,
what they
Richard.
Say. What it is in Cincinnati is sauce for the gander.
Yep. Here's what we're going to do first, boys.
Yeah.
I want you to go to your room and then go into the wing of your house you use to store all your fragrances. I want you to grab all the fragrances you got right now and throw them in the trash. I'll wait.
That's going to be really easy.
Go ahead. I'll wait. No. If you need to get multiple bags, I get it.
I don't have any fragrances, Richard. We've covered those.
I got a few that came in a sort of sampler pack that Carol got me for Christmas 4 years ago.
The ones that are shaped
like
cigars?
What are you working with? Is this probably something by Stetson?
The ones that are shaped like cigars?
It's the ones that are shaped like cigars, Trav. I think there might be some Stetson blends in there.
All right, let me look at you because it's summertime now and I want to help you get your fragrance game right. Yeah. My name is Richard Stink and we're going to mix it up with some new fragrances. Summer means one thing for me, and you know what it's a Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue Intense here.
What?
Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue Intense.
Now, I guess I'm just confused, Richard, because like 2 weeks ago, you had me buy some really expensive fragrance.
Yeah.
Right, bud. Thank
you
for that.
Spent so much money on it.
And now, from your kiosk, by the way, and now 2 weeks later, you're telling me to throw it away.
Throw it in the trash, but it's time for summer fragrances like Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue All Intense Pour Homme. You want citrus? Mm. You want you smell it? Hey, smell this real quick.
Uh-huh.
Smell that. That's the sea calling to you from your armpit or neck or wherever you spray it, but it's going to give you a huge stink. It's very powerful.
In a good way?
In a fucking great way, bro. It's going to have the
shoot
slamming through the window like a misguided bird.
I didn't
That's
know that
terrible, Richard.
Know.
Wait, hold on. Unpack that image, Richard.
They're going to be flinging themselves at the window and begging to come in to get another whiff of your Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue on this porom.
Okay.
I didn't know Richard Stink cussed, and now it's kind of, I'm not sure about this bit. I'm feeling less good about. Sorry, by bit I mean the segment where the real man Richard Stink comes onto the show.
I understand your problem, bro. I'll try to keep the language. It's just I get so worked up about fragrance, the world of fragrance.
Do you have any outside interest, Richard, that isn't fragrance-based? Like,
Thank you, bro. You're wanting me to talk about my walk with Christ. No. I appreciate you opening the door for that, bro.
No,
thank you.
No, that was not what Trav, I mean. Trav, I'd love to hear about Richard Stink's walk with Christ.
Think about this for a second, bro.
Yeah.
Acqua di Gion by Giorgio Armani.
That's a mustard, what you said.
Yeah, no. You think of Acqua di Gion by Giorgio Armani. Absolutely.
Okay.
You got the aromatic notes, right?
It's a fucking scent, so I would hope it had aromatic notes.
You're getting woody. You get wood notes, bro. Some cedar in there.
Okay.
Yeah, what's this have to do with Christ?
I'll get to that. Okay. Those are top notes. That's like me. You know how, like, fragrance is my top note and sexuality, obviously, and how good I am with the chicks. You know what I mean, bro? This is my top note.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait, those are all your top notes?
It's many top notes. Thank you.
How can you have... Okay.
You dig a little deeper, bro. What is that? Is it the warm, spicy, aquatic note?
Did you taste it with your... Wait, what just made that sound?
That's how you taste with your mouth. Sometimes you smell with your mouth, other times.
Okay. Listen, I'm so glad because I can't see you because you're in Justin's home. I thought that was the sound your nose made when you smelled.
Yeah, I thought we were hearing.
Those are heart notes, right? This, like, the deep, fruity, like, the more like an ambroxan kind of iris, you know, like deep notes that give after the dry down. Right, like that's like my walk with Christ. He strengthens everything I do. It's just the core of it. I love him.
Here's how I would love these types to go. You tell me how much money I'm going.
Oh, by the way, nutrition is the other thing.
Nutrition.
Yeah. Is the other thing. Yeah. You got to be hydrated and have good vitamins to walk with Christ because that dude can jog.
Power
walk. It's irregular of my walk with Christ, bro. Just the third thing of me.
Okay. Can you just tell me what to get and how much money it's going to cost me, and then it
perfect. Tell me what kind of budget we're working with. $400, $500, $600, $700.
I'm going to say $10 max for me.
You want to get it cheapy, man?
I'll say 15 because I want to smell just a little bit better than Travis, noticeably.
Yeah. That's 50% better. What are you saying? A little bit.
I want you. Okay, here's the thing, bro. I want you to go to TJ Maxx.
Okay, I'm there. Right? I'm there right now, actually.
Go to the fragrance department.
Okay, give me a second.
Right.
Yes, is this the fragrance department?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Good job, bro. Now get a job at TJ Maxx so you can afford better fragrances. I won't let you shop or I won't.
Okay, I'm filling out an application now.
Perfect, bro. Griffin, how much you look at?
Oh, they're interviewing today? Okay, yeah.
Or $500?
Yeah, $500, actually. I just sold my PlayStation because I wanted to smell better.
Perfect.
I would say my biggest weakness is probably that I need,
hey, paw him down. Turn your brother down. Next, I'm going to give you, here's what I'm going to put you on to. And I'll even save you a bit because this is going to run you like $218. $250, maybe $600 or so, is Silver Mountain Water by Creed, right?
Okay.
This is a multi-sex fragrance anybody can wear.
Cool.
Great. Green. Oh. Citrus is here.
Wait, did you just say green?
Like a green smell?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like a green smell, like vetiver, like green. Vetiver, green.
What?
Like a green smell?
No.
It's got like a green smell, and then there's a knock at the door, you open it, and it's citrus.
No, go back to the green. You smell it.
No,
like,
Travis,
you
said green smell 20 times, and we didn't get it. So I don't know how many times you wanted to say it's a green smell. Man.
And then you open it up, you open the door, and there's citrus, and citrus comes in. It's like, I brought a cake, and inside the cake is musk.
Ew.
Yeah.
This is the smell you're getting with Silver Mountain Water by Creed. And there's like a little bit of like, it's like a fresh floral sort of vetiver, sort of.
What is that word you keep saying? Sexual. You keep saying a word there that I'm having trouble parsing it.
Vetiver. It's V E.
Don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it.
It's the oil from vetiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, yeah, bad news.
What's wrong, Trav?
What's up, bro?
My boss at TJ Maxx just caught me podcasting on the job and I got fired.
Oh, damn it.
Dang. I'll be over there soon to pick you up, bub. I'll talk to him. I'll get your job back. Not even a problem.
Can you bring some orange slices?
For sure. And I'll be back in fall to talk about fall fragrances, and not until then, right?
Is that a guarantee? God, is this a promise?
It's an absolute promise, bro.
I don't know that.
I will not be here to talk about fragrances until fall.
Well, wait, you just winked at me. So where you get? Oh, shit. Now that was your nose.
I won't be here to talk about fragrances until fall.
Okay, but so you'll be here to talk about other things?
I gotta go.
How did he do that? He made that noise with his mouth.
Yeah. Justin, do you want to tell us how Richard got into your house again?
This time I did let him in, but he said he had a package.
Okay, it sounded like he fought you at the beginning a little bit.
Yeah.
Did he hurt you?
I thought he had left.
How long has he been there?
I don't know. He was looking kind of emaciated. I'm worried he doesn't have a stable source of nutrients in my house. I'm worried he's living in my house.
Oh, hollowed out a chair. And when you sit in the chair, you're actually sitting in his lap.
Yeah.
One of those classic. Hey,
how about a question?
Okay. I would absolutely love that.
My grandparents just gave me $500 worth of jewelry for graduation. And I don't really mean to sound ungrateful, but this is the ugliest jewelry I've ever seen. Nice. What should I do? You've defined ungrateful, but let's press on. I don't want to pawn it, and they asked me about it later, but I really don't think I'll ever wear it ever. That's from $500 ugly jewelry owner.
This is actually easy one.
Oh,
yeah.
Finally an easy one.
You gotta just pretend like it's $6 jewelry. And what would you do if you had gotten $6 jewelry? You would just put it in the place where jewelry goes, which for me is the underwear drawer, just kind of loose, rattling around in there with my cigar colognes and what have you. And then you can just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, you made me wonder, Griffin, if this is a phenomenon that many people experience, where if you are not a fancy person, mm-hmm. but you get the kind of thing that a fancy person would have, mm-hmm. you bestow upon it a sacred, safe place of inside the underwear drawer towards the bottom, where it's not going to interrupt your life, but it is safely protected beneath your unmentionables.
No That's criminal where, will ever look there.
If you think about perhaps cufflinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's something a fancy person. It's not even a monetary thing. It's just like, this is something where if I'm a different person, this would be something I would need ready access
yeah.
to. But instead, it'd be something I'll like madly dig for before a funeral.
Well, that's the thing. If you only have one set of cufflinks, you're not going to invest in some sort of cufflink caddy, right?
Right.
You're not going to have a special storage place. I'm sure there is a tipping point where you have enough set of cufflinks that you're like, I need something to store these bad boys. I don't know what that tipping point is, but it's not one set.
It might be two sets.
Yeah.
I got a nice watch somebody got me as a gift once. And I'm not a big watch wearer because I need absolute maximum flexibility and mobility to do all my gaming. Yeah. But it is a nice watch. So it lives in my underwear drawer like the fucking food in the Pee Wee's Playhouse freezer. Just having a little home and its own little life in there. It's got its own kids. The kids are the ties that I haven't worn since I had a child. Yeah, don't be ashamed. Don't be. And if the grandparents ask about it, you just say, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm not wearing it today.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. It's so good, but I'm not wearing it today. What do you think it looks like? What do you think? How bad?
Chonky.
Well, maybe, I mean, some people like a chonky necklace. Some people like chonky accessories. That's a thing.
Yeah, Griffin's right. You should wear it.
No, I'm
because maybe you think it's ugly, but everyone else thinks it's beautiful. What do you know?
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's the way that you look at it in the mirror is backwards, and so it looks bad to you. But when you look at it the right way, it looks actually super good.
Why would you give me a bracelet with my name spelled backwards on it, Grandpa?
I hate you, Grandpa. You tried to trick me again.
Tried to get me to say my name backwards and get banished to another dimension again.
Nice try.
You and Superman always trying to get me.
Can I shower you guys with some wisdom of the cloud?
Oh, I love that.
This one is another WikiHow, just because it's what's got me excited right now. I've looked at others, but this is what's doing it for me. Christopher sent this in. Thanks, Chris. It's this one's authored by the WikiHow staff. So and it's updated May 6th. So this is, we got like hot up to the minute deets on how to get shampoo out of your eyes.
Thank you.
You may think you've got this one solved, and I think this actually is cyclical, because we did talk about this, I feel like, early Mabim Bam. We talked about, like, sort of shampoo.
Maybe episode one.
Maybe even episode one. Getting shampoo out of your eyes with water, part one.
Can I just say, by the way, this also falls into the category that I think the Coyote one fits too, of like, just go ahead and look this up ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because if you find yourself in the scenario, it's too late.
It's too late. And in the spirit of that, the very first step that they have listed here is so good. And it's simply calm down.
Fair.
If the shampoo's in your eyes, you may experience a burning or stinging sensation. Pain can often lead us to panic. Staying calm will ensure you do not do anything, which might make the situation worse. Like, put more shampoo in your eyes?
Well, you want to wash out that shampoo.
Oh, shit, why?
Well, sometimes I panic and maybe fall through like a sliding glass door.
Sure.
I just start smashing bottles on the ground in a panic. You know, I pull the fixtures off the walls.
Yeah. It tells you to breathe in your nose to a count of five, then exhale through your mouth for a count of five. Do this at least three times. You may also envision yourself in a peaceful scene where nothing hurts you and you are not in danger. For instance, try imagining yourself on a peaceful mountaintop. Try to imagine the breeze on your face and the gentle warmth of the sun on your skin. If you get shampoo in your eyes, breathe for 15 seconds, and then you're on the mountaintop in your mind. And at that point, your eyes have dissolved out of your head because you've taken way too long to address the situation.
I want them to continue this kind of vibe and like end sentences with, we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Take a deep breath. Rub your eyes. No, just kidding. It says don't rub your eyes.
Oh.
There's chemicals in shampoo that hurts your eyes. Step three, close your eyes. And if you need more information here, it literally says, bring your top and bottom eyelids together to close them. Fuck yeah.
Okay, it's a moment like that where I think, okay, wait, are you fucking with me? Has this whole thing been, are you fucking with me?
The steps so far, just to recap, calm the fuck down, don't touch your eyes, close your eyes, and then for 2 to 3 minutes, look up into the faucet and let the water hit your eyeballs for 2 to 3 minutes. For 2 to 3 minutes, let cool water blast your open eyeballs and feel it. This escalates so quickly from like, I'm on a mountaintop to I'm going to let water blast my open eyes. And step five, simply try to cry.
Not hard.
Yeah, it didn't take a lot for me these
days. All I gotta do is think about the ending of Iron Giant, and I'm gone.
Yeah, well, if that doesn't work WikiHow does say crying on command takes long practice. It sure does. But thinking of tragic thoughts, like being a child alone and scared in the woods, is a good way to inspire tears. Hey, let's
now,
try it.
Now, fuck you.
No,
you
let's
just
try
told
it.
Me to picture myself on a mountaintop.
Yeah.
I calm myself way down, and now you want me to be a scared kid in the woods. Which one is it?
Well, no, Travis, you got to get calm in order to open your eyes and look into a running faucet for 2 to 3 minutes. And then after that, you have to try to cry. You need to try to cry, and then you need to see a doctor if it continues to hurt. Okay. The next step sucks so bad.
Hit me.
Avoiding shampoo in your eyes.
Mm. Okay, well, come on.
Lean your head back 45 degrees when shampooing. That's awesome. I love that they put a number to it.
I need like a protractor in the shower with me to make sure I get the angle exactly right.
Next time I'm in the shower, I'm going to make sure that I'm not doing it at 30. I still get some shampoo in my eyes. It might be a 30 degree angle situation.
Do you guys, if you're showering your head off, right? Do you face the spigot and just like go for it? Or do you turn around away from the spigot and like lean your head back like you're at a fancy salon?
I don't know. I genuinely don't. I think I...
Right now you're thinking, how have I ever washed my hair?
I'm trying to think if I've ever washed my hair before. I know I do. I mean, I have to use some pretty bodacious stuff on my rig. Not to get too clinical on the podcast, but...
that's fine. You got some anti-dandruff.
Oh, I got some anti-dandruff. It is a fucking cakewalk compared to what I have to rub up there. Let's just say Papa got to rub some dry shampoo in there for his delicate condition sometimes.
So you got to start with dry shampoo and then do a somewhat moist shampoo and then a full-blown wet shampoo.
And then a wet shampoo. I have to walk my way up. Not like the rest of you guys. You're just like head and shoulders, go, I have, for me, it's half a day. There's some other steps in here, including read the directions and, again, don't touch your eyes. But the most awesome one is step 6, wear protective eyewear. Wear goggles in a shower of shampoo in your eyes causes a particularly acute irritation. You can purchase goggles intended for aquatic environments from your local sporting goods store. Wear them when shampooing, but remove them after you finish rinsing the shampoo out so to ensure your face gets washed properly.
It's great because you can go to your local Dick's and you can walk into the counter with this thought, just please fucking nobody ask me. Please no one ask. Please no one ask what they're for.
Please.
Doing some swimming?
Fuck!
Damn it.
No! But then how do I wash my eyelashes? Because those things get pretty dirty. Like, a lot of sweat catches up in there.
Yeah.
And they get crusty.
Well, you wash your face, I guess, separately.
When I do WikiHow on here, you're only getting half the story because the pictures are what's so dope. Because there is this great image of a man wearing these goggles and scrubbing.
I'm gonna make this my Twitter icon.
Make that your Twitter icon, Travis. I got another one for you because there's step 7, try a tears-free shampoo, and then there's step 8, which is use an eye shield, which is something that I use for my toddler to wash his hair.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a cool look. This is like a bonnet for an adult.
This also
it looks like an old man wearing a sun hat, except a bird stole the top of it.
Yes.
So it's just the brim part.
This hat solution assumes I'm not washing the back of my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's wild.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So time for the questions segment. After I do the procedure, can I go to sleep? I'm not sure what the procedure... The only thing resembling a procedure here is keeping your eyes open for 2 to 3 minutes as you look into a running faucet. But they say go ahead and go to sleep if you've washed it.
Yeah, it's not a concussion.
They still might burn a bit and you might cry, but it should be fine. And if anything, that'll help you sack out. You know
what
I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I mean...
I'm crazy about all these that are like, just don't get it in your eyes in the first place.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean... If I'm Googling it or WikiHowing it, I'm probably not in the shower anymore, right? Yeah. Like, the immediate danger has passed.
Well, this is why you have to prep it beforehand. And I was thinking about this because, like, that 2 to 3 minutes, it's really hard to, like, figure out the time. Like, your eyes are full of tears and water at this point. You can't look at the clock. So I looked it up. Just sing All of the Mamas and the Papas California Dreamin'. And that's going to take you 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Perfect. The perfect amount.
Right, so at that point, you're probably good to stop blinking.
You got to read up on this shit, though, because this person said, I did rub my eyes, but I'm out of the shower and it still burns after I put water in it. What should I do? And the community answer here, like, tries to offer some advice, but at this point, like, you are fucking boned, dog. You touched your eyes. That's like number one.
The first rule.
It says what not to do, that, and you're like, I did it, now what?
It's
like, well, you fucked up. It's like if there was a WikiHow article on how not to get stabbed, and the first part was don't get stabbed. And you're like, well, I did get stabbed.
I did get a little stabbed, so now what do I do?
A little late.
Well, there is some extra stuff here because somebody said, are there other tips if none of these methods work? I think if you've hit the point where you kept your eyes open for 2 to 3 minutes while water blasted in it, and that did not work, it might not be a shampoo situation. It might be a poisoning or something like that. But there is a community answer that says, cup cool water in your hands and put them up to your eyes. Then open your eyes for a few seconds in the clean water, repeating as necessary. Awesome.
That just seems like a different delivery method than look at the faucet and let it spray into your eyes.
Well, that's making your eyes two big, beautiful bird baths and open them in there and... That is...
Let him swim around.
Nobody can do that.
I can do it.
Here's another question. Soon, I will be riding a horse.
Nice.
And I would like to make a horse riding playlist. I will be riding the horse through a field and some forest in the temperate rainforest of Vancouver Island. I believe it will be a gray horse.
Thank you.
Help me choose songs to set the tone and atmosphere for this unforgettable experience from Melodious Mare in Sandwich, BC, Canada. First off, thank you.
Yes.
for your fucking context.
Yeah.
So I wish everybody would follow this model. Give us all the details you have. That completely changes it if you're going to be in a temperate rainforest.
Yeah. Do you know how many times we've done this? And then the person has written back and be like, but the horse is gray. And it's like, well, fuck, you didn't say that. And that completely changes the answers, of course.
Well, there's one piece of deets that we did not get.
What's that?
Are we walking? Are we trotting? Are we cantering? Are we galloping? Like, I need to, you know what I mean? How am I supposed to match the BPM?
My assumption is field is probably canter. Forest, temperate, rainforest, forest, maybe trot, but probably walk.
Okay.
It's hard. I'm looking at pictures of this terrain, yeah. And some of it is like, honestly, pretty terrifying.
Oh,
really?
I'm looking at this terrain and it's like, just like if I was, I mean, it's beautiful, but like I'm looking at some of these pictures of Vancouver Island rainforest and it's like, if I had something hard charging mm-hmm. and I try to take my horse at that pace, yeah. You know what I mean? If it's like, if I'm ripping like ace of spades, you know what I mean?
Sure. Or
like, 2 minutes to midnight, something like really fucking ripping.
Yeah.
And I have my horse. The Big Polly, as he's asked to be called. And if I have him like ripping through the forest at that speed,
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to take a header for sure into a creek or
yeah.
other body of water.
It's terrifying only in the context of racing through it on a horse. In any other context, the rainforest of Vancouver Island is breathtakingly beautiful.
Y'all, this is stunning. And I'm feeling honestly a little panicky that I haven't done this. And like I got as far as Vancouver and these beautiful rainforests were just right around the corner from me, ostensibly. And I didn't get over there. Yeah.
Okay, so let me put it.
Hey, I want to tell you guys something.
Yeah,
that I just found in the. I was looking for images of the big beautiful trees on Vancouver Island in the rainforest there, and I stumbled on a digital book that is just called "Where to Find Big Trees." On Vancouver Island. Hell yeah. Island.
Nice.
So if you want to not waste your time.
Well, yeah, there's nothing worse than wanting to go see a big tree and you look all over and you're like, well, these trees are fine,
yeah,
but
these
trees are fine, but they're not like.
Here's what I would say. You guys immediately went to this like hard pounding, like high pace, octane kind
of. That's not fair. I asked what the speed of the horse was before I recommended
it. Fair. Let me put it this way then. I would for me, if I'm setting the mood on a gray horse in the temperate Vancouver Island rainforest,
yeah,
I'm looking for more of a, like, I'm free. This is free. I'm out here. Maybe I'm the last human being, and, like, this is me and my horse.
Cool.
I think that's more the vibe I'm going for. And for that, it's probably Bon Jovi exclusively. Just
but
best
not the
of.
Obvious one. Where
Which
he
one?
Not the one where he talks about horses.
No, because that's the one. That one's about a motorcycle.
Oh,
the steel horse is a motorcycle.
You're talking about some of his lovely ballads.
Yeah, I'm saying like a Bed of Roses.
Yeah.
Right. That's beautiful. Just me and my horse out there. We're doing that one. Maybe some. I might also go for some Mellencamp in there. Just some good old Americana to ride through the Canadian forest. Is John Cougar Mellencamp Canadian?
He got it. Feels
you
know, like
Tess,
it.
Isn't it. Like 100% feels like it. I don't think he is, but like it does feel like he's missing an opportunity by not being Canadian, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honest answer, if I'm in lovely nature like this, I want some pensive music. I'm going to throw on some Bon Iver and just like cruise on him. But the real, even more honest answer is if I'm on a horse in this particular beautiful, albeit, let's say, slippery environ, I am going to want complete situational awareness. I do not want to remove one of my senses from the horseback riding in the slippery woods activity that I'm doing. Because I don't know if I'm going to hear, like, the sound of my beautiful pony's hooves going like, as they slip off the bridge that we're crossing. But I need to have that. I need to have those clues.
What would that be,
Griffin? I can do to the horse what I need to do to it to make it not fall off the bridge. Oh, you know, touch it, go, touch the go button on
say,
it to make
say,
it go
hey,
a
look out, man,
across the bridge, or to say like, say, look out, oh, look out, crackers. That's the name of my horse. You gotta go. You gotta stay on the straight and narrow. And he would go. But if he do, if I don't hear him slipping, because I'm listening to Bon Iver.
But you die together,
and the horse will die. There's also gonna be there's gonna be great sounds in this four. Like that's the playlist. Is like the sounds of the forest.
maybe the perfect thing is if you find an audio track of Ray Forest sounds and listen to them at the, about the right volume, where it just is like the forest is alive. You know what I mean? It's like just more. It just like whatever it would have normally, it just kind of like twice as much.
Oh,
so you're really like loving it.
Okay, wait. Big business opportunity. Sound of walking through the forest, riding a horse through the forest, all of that. But add to it, celebrity cameos. Okay. You're walking down and you run into Tom Holland and he joins you on the walk for a little while.
Yes. Yeah. Don't look behind you, Governor. But I'm here. And I'll be... I'm really here, Governor.
Yeah. I'm protecting you.
This always. Is awesome. We could have it even be like an in-fiction thing where it's not Tom Holland, but it is Tom Holland and he's like a little... He's a wood nymph.
Yeah.
And so you hear like... It's me, Tom Holland.
Oh, that's why you can't hear him, because he's so tiny.
Exactly.
You found my home, didn't you?
See, I was going to say, and maybe that we can do both these things in one track, is you go post up at a rainforest cafe for a couple hours, and you just record just a little bit of background, get some room tone.
I'm your waiter for today, aren't I?
Tom Holland.
You want me to? I'm your waiter, Tom Holland. You want to hear about the specials today at the Rainforest Cafe?
I'm doing character research for Uncharted.
In this one, Nathan Drake's a waiter. It's
look
a big change.
That.
Don't tell anybody.
Look out for that damn mouse, Mr. Stark.
That's good.
Now it's time to stop.
Okay.
Doing jokes to talk about. The only thing that matters in this world is business.
Okay.
Let's go to the money zone.
It's better with you.
Being a local bon vivant, man about town, or it boy takes work and poise, but it doesn't actually have to take a ton of money. If you have honey, the easy way to get yourself a little taste of luxury. Once you add honey to your computer, just shop like normal on thousands of your favorite sites, even luxury brands.
I just want to stop, interrupt real quick. Don't add honey, lowercase h, to your computer. That will break your computer.
That'll break
this
it.
This is capital H honey.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you just click apply coupons at a checkout when honey drops down, and if it finds a working coupon, you'll see the price drop right before your very eyes, and voila. You can indulge in a little opulence for a fraction of the cost. I adore using honey. I've been using it to save myself a few extra bucks, whether I'm shopping for different caviar gloves or other different fancy stuff. I always use honey, and it has saved me upwards of $17, perhaps even $18 in some cases, on a wide variety of products. Perhaps more, perhaps less.
It saved me so much more than
friends,
that.
Friends don't discuss money.
Look, I think honey will probably want you to say a more accurate total of how much money honey saved you.
Sometimes I will tell honey, no, I don't want to save that because I don't want the feeling of paying less than retail.
Right.
This is my problem with honey. The one problem I have with honey is I'd prefer to pay full retail so I know I'm getting the full experience.
Right. Okay.
If you're not like me, though, and you'd like to save a few bucks, get honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother.
Your website is busted. And I don't mean like it's the links aren't working, although it probably is, but it looks. Are you kidding me? That website you got is so 2015. It says here to like drag the other people's websites in the copy. It says to say really mean shit about our listeners' website, so I apologize. I don't really feel that. That's not in my heart.
Well, get specific, Griffin. What are some bad things about their websites?
Well, Ricky, you got a website that's just all about your windsurfing and that one picture. There's not even a picture of windsurfing on it. But you know who has great pictures of windsurfing? Squarespace. They put them on practically every website. And that's what makes them beautiful. With Squarespace, you can make a website that showcases your work. You can use it to sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, or how much you like windsurfing, or whatever. And they have beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. These big, beautiful sailing surfboards are going to fit right on my fucking phone, and I got iPhone mini. And they have analytics that help you grow in real time, free and secure hosting. Nobody's going to jack your fucking windsurfing picks. They will try a lot and because that's what NFTs are. And there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Timeless. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain, Ricky.
Oh, I've also just been handed, this is very important, an advertisement for, it says the My Brother and Me live and virtual summer BBQ.
Oh, yeah.
This week?
Yeah. Huh. That is this week, huh?
That's this week. We're doing a live show, June 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tickets are just $10. And this one is, of course, summer BBQ themed.
Right.
Just three of your favorite summer boys talking about summer stuff at a summer BBQ.
Right. Yeah.
Sawbones is going to open. And if you can't make that June 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern time slot, video on demand will be available for 2 weeks after the show ends. If you have questions for the live show, you can send it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org. And be sure to include virtual mbmbam in the subject line. bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual is where you can get those tickets. And we'll see you at the Summer BBQ.
We won't see you. The camera only records one way, so don't...
The mirror may have two faces, but this camera only has one.
You will see us.
You can be doing whatever you want on the other side.
You nasty.
And we do mean.
Snacks, armpit farts.
Hi, my name is Graham Clark, and I'm one half of the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, a show that we've recorded for many, many years, and at the moment... Instead of being in person, we're recording remotely, and you wouldn't even notice. You don't even notice the lag.
That's right, Graham. And the great thing about this... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And
okay, go ahead.
And you can listen to us every week on MaximumFun.org.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcasts.
I keep up with the latest happenings in the supernatural, paranormal, paranatural, supernormal space. As you all know, there's a lot of great haunted items for sale on eBay. And I like to keep my finger on the pulse of the scene, especially when things are slow in the world of fast food. Yep. And today we're going to be talking about the spirit of Christian.
Huh.
Okay.
And I'm just going to real quick shoot you guys a quick picture so you can find people. You normally end up digging these out from and spreading them all over internet. So I'll save you guys the trouble and just shoot you a quick picture of Christian.
Whoa!
That's awfully close up. They don't have anything a bit further away.
No, this is the closest one they had, Griffin. I'm sorry. I know you'd like to get a little closer, Jesus. But let's talk about the spirit of Christian, spirit of a vampire sexual energy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to my auction. This is what the text says here. Welcome to my auction. Thank you for looking. Christian is very unusual to me.
Oh, boy.
There is a definitely a vampire sexual energy coming from him.
Oh, boy.
when you feel hot breath coming from the back of your neck.
Coming from the back of my neck?
Coming from the back of your
neck. Hey, honey, could you look at this? Because I'm not a doctor, but this shouldn't be coming that way.
It's just kind of billowing around back there, and I'm like, what the fuck?
When you feel hot breath coming from the back of your neck, he is present.
Oh, boy.
The apparition of him is magnificent.
What?
Excuse me?
The apparition of him is magnificent.
No, I heard the words.
God, it's such like a... Sometimes you read one of these, and a line like that, and it's like, that's a really powerful combo of words. Whatever it took to get us here, I'm glad we did. You know? The apparition of him is magnificent. He will manifest himself in your dreams and try to cover himself over you.
Huh.
God, a lot of challenging Christian
images and ideas.
Yeah, and it's not even really they're not throwing a bunch of blood and gore in there. It's kind of a psychological horror with a grammatical horror.
He will try to cover himself
over you. Ask him anything you want with a pendulum, but don't be surprised if every response turns back to sex.
Wow, with a pendulum, though.
I can't but be surprised by that.
What options are you offering the pendulum that you're letting it do that?
You know, every you
it's
know how you
pointing at my dick again. Certain that's not what they mean.
Is he wearing a cover bun?
Yeah, it's like a powerful little lord with a little ascot.
Oh,
there is
the apparition of him is magnificent.
The apparition's truly wonderful. Those eyebrows could use a little work.
Don't be surprised if every response turns back to sex. He wants to tell you about all his desires and pleasures. If communicating with him becomes dull, in his opinion, he will stop responding. Mm. He only becomes graphic in your dreams.
Whoa.
Jesus.
It's fucking little horny, dude. I start talking about like my interests and the things that I care about, my family. He's like, well, your family? What do I care of this? I'll see you tonight.
What that dick do?
Well, tell me about the dunger, J-Man, or get to the hints.
And I just want to point out that so far, it just passingly mentioned he's a vampire, and then the rest of it is just about how wicked horny he is.
They're kind of burying the lead a bit.
Is it possible?
I'm glad he's horny. Don't get me wrong.
Is it possible the vampire thing is just assumed from the horniness?
This guy's got vampire levels of horniness.
If he's not a vampire, something's off.
He's either a vampire or profoundly broken in a way that is unnerving. Okay, he only becomes graphic in your dreams. He is not a demon and will not hurt you. He is only interested in sexual energy.
So we might not hurt you physically.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's a bit of a heartbreaker.
He's going to challenge some of your preconceptions and ideals.
The only information I have from him that is not connected to a sexual energy is place of origin is Vienna. Ah. Date, 1804. And his name, Christian Alexander.
All right.
Okay, how much does this doll cost?
How much money?
$69. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
It's $99.
Wow. I'm going to offer $69.
If you buy it now.
Oh.
I'm going to make a quick offer. I actually really want this one. This one looks
so
cool.
It does look pretty cool. You can make him do some cool poses and make him fight your other
clothes. He might have on dumb pants, though. Is there one of his pants to show if they're cool or not?
I don't know if there's one of his pants or not. Let me just finish this sale. Okay.
Did you buy it now, hey, Justin?
Hey,
not right.
Hey, hey, what kind of pants does a haunted doll wear?
What?
Goulots.
All right, I got a pants shot coming for you.
We also would have accepted boo jeans.
Yeah.
That's actually a little better.
Is it Lederhosen? I knew it.
Yeah, they are Lederhosen. No. Okay.
That's
a good doll. Listen, I mean, it's a good doll. It's a great doll.
He does not care who his partner is
As long as they are willing. Very cool.
Nice.
Very cool. If you are not, he will use all his charm to coax you into wanting him to be your desire.
Okay, actually, Christian, let's not go throwing a fucking Christian parade.
Christian is a manipulative doll. It will be intensive.
Will be intensive?
You will feel his bite.
Oh?
He never leaves a mark.
Huh. That's not very vampire-y.
This is the fucking best. Do not contact me for more information. There will be none forthcoming.
Wow. Now that's...
This doll is 16 inches tall.
That's what pushes the sale.
That is such a fucking wild closer. Yeah. If you're like, and like, anyway, I've built to this, the grand slam of do not contact me for more information. There will be none forthcoming. Paragraph break. The doll is 16 inches tall. I mean, literally, guys, it is that all of, oh, I should mention also, because it probably helps it land a little bit better. All of the previous information is one Beautiful. Paragraph. So there is one entire paragraph that is everything I've said. And then at the end of that paragraph, it says, do not ask for more information. There will be none forthcoming. And then it says, line break, the doll is 16 inches tall, which you could have definitely
slid up somewhere a little, in. Yeah.
A little earlier. But that is this week's Haunted Doll Watch. It's all going great. Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We want to remind you one last time. The BoyBQ is kicking off on the 25th. What is that?
Friday.
Yes, I feel like it's a Friday.
Yeah, I feel like it.
That feels like it because it is that objectively.
bit.ly/mabimbamvirtual is where you go. Tickets are $10. We got sawbones in there. You know it. And there's a VOD. So you can watch it, you know, for like 2 weeks after the show ends or something.
And make sure you send in your questions for the show and put virtual MBMBAM in the subject line. Go check out MacroyMerch.com. Get our pin of the month before time runs out. It is a very cute version of Griffin. What's so cute about it? Well, it looks just like him saying, I also want a sword from the My Brother and Me TV show, and the proceeds of that benefit the Trevor Project, which provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth under 25. And we also have the You're Going to Be Amazing shirt. A portion of the proceeds also go to Trevor Project for that. And on that note, happy Pride, everyone.
Yes, happy good Pride to you.
I hope you're having a good one, and I hope you've been able to actually like, get out there and do stuff unlike last year, which was a bummer. Hopefully you're getting to enjoy Pride.
God ye good Pride.
God ye good Pride. Taz Crystal Kingdom is available for pre-order now. It's coming out real quick, like in 3 weeks. Go to theadventurezonecomic.com. It comes out July 13th, and you can get the pre-order gift from our publisher, First Second. It's a Kravitz lenticular laptop sticker. You can submit those pre-order receipts to get that gift at bit.ly/Taz for pre-order.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a hot track, hot single. Listen, the gears of the music industry are cranking. And that's all I'm going to say about it. That's all we can say about it right now for legal reasons. But the gears are...
There's
like 8 or 9 different legal reasons and the gears are cranking. We're not trying to get sued.
I mean, I am, but Griffin and Justin won't let me get sued. I think it would be fun. It'll I mean, be I've never weird, been sued.
Yeah. This final Yahoo was sent in from, this final Yahoo was sent in by Arby's.
Whoa.
Wait, sorry.
Yeah, this is a sponsored final Yahoo from the beef restaurant Arby's. Oh, okay. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Donkey Lips.
Oh,
The roast beef restaurant Arby's found this one from the Salute Your Shorts character Donkey Lips, who asks, what's JFK's whole deal? Tell me for school. What's JFK's whole deal? Tell me for school. That's what it says.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips. It's better with you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott.
And we're the hosts of Round Springfield.
Round Springfield is a Simpsons adjacent podcast where we talk to Simpsons folks about non-Simpsons things.
That's right. So in the past, we've gotten to talk to legendary showrunners and writers like Al Jean, Bill Oakley, Josh Weinstein, Dana Gould, Mike Reese, and David X. Cohen.
Voice actors like Maurice LaMarche, Maggie Roswell, and Yardley Smith, the voice of Lisa Simpson herself.
Hell yeah. So we've been away securing guests for our final five episodes. We won't tell you everybody, but we'll let you know that the last episode is kind of a big deal. We got Matt Groening.
Homer's dad.
We got Homer's dad.
Check out new episodes of Round Springfield starting June 21st.
On Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smell you later.